Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Mazor Robotics 2018 second quarter and six-month financial results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to your host today, Mr. Michael Polyviou. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Sarah. We also want to thank everyone for joining us today for Mazor Robotics' conference call and webcast to review the financial results for the second quarter and six months ended June 30, 2018. On the call today are Ori Hadomi, Chief Executive Officer, and Sharon Lavida, Chief Financial Officer and VP Business Operations. Before turning the call over to Ori, I would like to make the following remarks concerning forward-looking statements. All statements on this conference call, other than historical facts, are forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance and may involve and are subject to risks and uncertainties and other factors that may affect Mazor's business, financial condition, and other operating results, which include, but are not limited to, the risk factors and other qualifications contained in Form 20-F and other reports filed by Mazor with the SEC, to which your attention is directed. Therefore, actual outcomes and results may differ materially from what is expressed or implied by these forward-looking statements. Mazor expressly disclaims any intent or obligation to update these forward-looking statements. During this call, we'll present certain non-GAAP financial measures, such as non-GAAP net loss and net loss per share. In Mazor's press release and the financial tables issued earlier today, which is located on the company's website at www.mazorrobotics.com, you'll find definitions of these non-GAAP financial measures, reconciliation of these non-GAAP financial measures with the closest GAAP financial measures, as well as a discussion about why these non-GAAP financial measures are relevant to the company's results. With that, I'd like to turn the call over to Ori Hadomi, CEO. Ori, please go ahead.
Thank you, Michael, and welcome to Mazor's second quarter 2018 conference call. Earlier today, we reported second quarter revenue of $13.2 million compared to $15.5 million in the year-ago second quarter. The quarter result reflects a 25% increase in the number of robotic guidance systems sold compared to the year-ago second quarter. For the first six months of 2018, we reported revenue of $28.7 million, as the number of robotic guidance systems sold increased 32% compared to the first half of 2017. Recurring revenue, which continued to be a significant contributor to our top-line revenue, demonstrated strength when accounting for the discounted pricing to our partner for disposables and service. The growing install base, in combination with our sales pipeline, the contribution of recurring revenue, and binding commitment for system purchase by our strategic partner, reaffirm our confidence that together we will achieve our joint objective of placing hundreds of Mazor systems into service over the next few years. As we have been communicating since January, 2018 is a transition year following the move to a distribution agreement with Medtronic. This type of agreement is designed to increase market access and generate higher unit placement volume, but at volume transfer pricing. In addition to the commercial activity, we continue to deepen our synergy and relationship with Medtronic. Specifically, we have been collaborating with Medtronic on a first program, which is a multidisciplinary co-development effort to integrate its market-leading legacy stealth navigation system onto our Mazor X robotic guidance platform. Together with Medtronic, we branded the system the Mazor X Stealth Edition, combining two best-in-class technologies, as it will allow surgeons to perform 3D planning, robotic-guided execution, and real-time OR verification of the planned surgical goals. I believe this triple plan, execute, check capability will provide unprecedented benefits and surgical predictability, making it the most advanced robotic system for spine procedures on the market. We are excited as the Mazor X Stealth Edition is just the first of a pipeline of joint and independent projects focused on procedures and advanced capabilities toward improved surgeons' experience and patient outcomes. Turning now to the Q2 commercial activity. First, I will focus on the Mazor X activity, and then I'll review the Renaissance. As you recall, when Medtronic assumed full commercial responsibility for the Mazor X late in 2017, there was an expectation that it would be accompanied by changes in quarterly sales spread and lower transfer pricing for systems, disposable kits, and service. By partnering with Medtronic, we accepted this, knowing it would lead to higher system volumes and reduced sales and marketing expenses. Moreover, Medtronic's reach would enable our system to penetrate far more locations. This strategy is being implemented as expected. Specifically, we are experiencing higher system volume and seeing firsthand the level of hospitals and customers that Medtronic can reach. During the quarter, internationally recognized hospitals and academic centers in the U.S. purchased the Mazor X. These are locations that Mazor would not have had access to on its own. Other highly prestigious organizations are in the late stages of purchasing decisions. Internationally, Medtronic installed the first Mazor X in Asia. The market is well aware of the benefits of our products, so getting first Mazor X into this market is critically important as it will motivate other surgeons and hospitals to adopt our technology. Additionally, Medtronic is taking steps toward expansion into additional markets internationally. Medtronic's commitment and activity can be viewed at all levels of the organization. The executive leadership team is actively involved in the implementation and partnership. The sales and clinical teams are aligned to support growth of users and the install base, and they are incentivized to promote the Mazor X system. Mazor X sales team members have been successfully integrated with the Medtronic team. As a link between spine and oral surgery, the Mazor X is positioned centrally in the Medtronic product line and portfolio, and its entrenchment deepens with new developments. The Mazor X Stealth Edition would integrate Medtronic's highly successful stealth navigation technology onto the Mazor X platform, enabling the system to track the position of compatible surgical tools or instruments in or on the patient's anatomy during surgery. The integrated stealth technology will enhance user experience, enabling real-time visualization and depth verification for the surgeon, as well as reconciliation and checking of the surgical plan execution. The Mazor X Stealth Edition will also provide a robot-guided implant solution that eliminates the need for guide wires with Medtronic implants. Eliminating guide wires increases surgical efficiency, reduces cost, and may enhance surgical safety. The best-in-class system will continue to be driven by and positioned with precision using the Mazor Core engine and our proprietary robotics. The combined ability to plan, execute, and check in real-time will provide unprecedented predictability and assurance. Medtronic's commitment to the joint program is further evident through the binding system purchase commitments that we have received from them for the Mazor X Stealth Edition. As part of our preparation for the commercial push and in line with these purchase commitments, Mazor has increased production capacity to ensure delivery and operational readiness when regulatory approvals have been received. The first public unveiling of the Mazor X Stealth Edition will take place in September at the NAS 2018 annual meeting. And now, turning to the Renaissance. As we discussed previously, our primary focus for the Renaissance is the development and penetration of the approximately 5,000 strong ambulatory surgical centers, or ASCs, market in the United States. We offer flexible business models, as we believe the system's lower price point is a distinct advantage and positions Mazor to provide a robotic guidance solution for this segment. It aligns with the overall desire to lower costs by taking some of the simpler spine procedures out of the hospital setting, so we believe the timing is optimal to drive this strategy. I am very pleased with the progress as we install systems in several locations, which we are performing clinical procedures regularly. Moreover, we recently installed Renaissance systems with brain models at two prestigious U.S. clinics. Internationally, we installed Renaissance systems in the Netherlands, China, and Israel, and delivered a system to China. Additionally, the pilot program we had previously mentioned with a major ASC chain is progressing well, and we are confident that it will develop into future sales and growth opportunities. The continued adoption by ASCs will provide more patients to access to the clinical benefit of our robotic technology. The clinical value proposition for our portfolio of the four core-based system is built upon vast and expanding clinical experience and clinical evidence. In terms of spine robotics, OR experience, and install base, Mazor core systems are easily the world leader, having been used to place nearly 250,000 implants in close to 36,000 patients in a wide spectrum of procedures. From 1 to 12 level cases, from posterior to lateral, from deformity to degenerative cases, from 2-year-old patients to 92-year-old patients, and from wide open to the most extreme percutaneous cases. Our robotic guidance systems are proven and demonstrated as a toolbox providing benefits for all types of patients. Mazor has been able to consistently identify market needs and provide innovative solutions. This quarter, our penetration curve expanded gradually to new market segments. Mazor now has systems that are being utilized in a range of settings: private hospitals, small clinics, ambulatory surgery centers, community hospitals, Ivy League hospitals, as well as teaching and academic institutions. The clinical evidence, which also surpassed what any other company in our space can lay claim to, further highlights the clinical value proposition. Data from our mystery threat study was recently presented at the Global Spine Congress and the International Meeting on Advanced Spine Techniques. As a reminder, Mystery Fresh is a prospective, multi-center comparative study of complications and revision rates in Mazor core-based robotic-guided procedures versus fluoro-guided MIS procedures, and the complication rate was almost 4 times lower and the revision rate almost 9-fold lower compared to the control arm, even in a single-level cases. Furthermore, the clinical evidence that we published, supported by the growing list of peer-reviewed research, heightens surgeon confidence and gives them greater comfort to shift the surgical paradigm to less invasive procedures. In fact, with nearly 50% of our procedures performed minimally invasively, or MIS, patients experience less pain, lower risk of infection, and will have far shortened hospital time with quicker recovery. In summary, our vision is turning to reality. Upon signing the agreement with Medtronic in 2016, we look forward to accelerated growth and anticipated the benefits that this would bring to Mazor. I believe our results today confirm this was the right decision, and long term, we will create value by driving procedure volume and system utilization. We have added the Stealth technology and the Stealth name to our Mazor X robotic guidance platform. The same Medtronic marketing might, combined with the 100-strong sales force that successfully placed thousands of Stealth systems around the globe, are now similarly focused on promoting the Mazor X Stealth Edition as the cornerstone of Medtronic spine implant business. We are ready to meet the demand. Now, to review the financial highlights of the second quarter, I will turn the call over to Sharon. Sharon?
Thank you, Ori, and hello, everyone. As already mentioned, the number of robotic guidance systems sold in Q2 increased by 25% over the year-ago Q2. In accordance with the lower transfer pricing of the distribution model, revenue for the 3 months ended June 30, 2018, was $13.2 million compared to $15.5 million in the year-ago second quarter, a decrease of 15%. As disclosed previously, our pricing model under the global distribution phase with Medtronic is at a lower rate compared to the rate we have been realizing through our direct sales channels. This lowered our average selling price of the Mazor X system, as well as disposable income and service revenue. Geographically, revenue in the U.S. was $11.8 million, representing 89% of total revenue, and $1.4 million, or 11% of revenue, originated from sales in the international market. Capital sales revenue was $6.9 million in the second quarter of 2018, compared to $9.2 million in the second quarter of 2017. Recurring revenue from disposable kit sales, service, and other represented 48% of total revenue. Disposable kit sales was 3.1 million compared to 3.6 million in the year-ago second quarter, reflecting fluctuation in quarterly sales spread of disposable kits to Medtronic and lower ASPs. Revenue from service and other increased to 3.2 million in the second quarter of 2018 compared to 2.7 million in the year-ago second quarter. Our objective for 2018 is to achieve our prior outlook for modest revenue growth, and we reaffirm our view that beyond 2018, the revenue growth is expected to accelerate and be driven primarily by the expanding install base and increasing recurring revenues. Gross margin for the second quarter of 2018 was 56.1% compared to 69.4% in the last year's second quarter. This expected decrease is mainly due to the pricing terms with Medtronic, as mentioned earlier. We expanded our service team to support the growing installed base and invested in infrastructure to support the growing production needs. Operating expenses were $11.3 million, a decrease of 23% compared to $14.6 million in the year-ago second quarter, reflecting mainly the decrease in selling and marketing expense following the transition to the global distribution phase of the Medtronic partnership, as Medtronic assumed global responsibility for sales and marketing activities of Mazor X system for spinal application globally. As we planned, our first half financial performance brings significant savings to Mazor and reflects the financial synergy of the strategic partnership with Medtronic. These savings allows us to allocate resources to develop new opportunities in spine, as well as in other applications that will benefit for our Mazor core technology. On a GAAP basis, the net loss for the second quarter of 2018 was $3.8 million, or 7 cents per share, compared to net loss of $3.7 million, or 8 cents per share, in the 2017 second quarter. On a non-GAAP basis, the net loss for 2018 second quarter was $1.4 million, or 3 cents per share, compared to the net loss of $2.4 million, or 5 cents per share, in the second quarter of 2017. Cash used in operating activities in the second quarter was $6.5 million, compared to $7.4 million cash used in the last year's second quarter, as a result of lower cash expenditures in the current quarter. We ended the second quarter with a cash and cash equivalent of $1.8 million. This concludes my remarks, and I will pass the call back to Ori for his summary comments, and then we'll take questions.
Thank you, Sharon. We are executing on our strategic plan and delivering on the promise of the agreement with Medtronic. We have increased our install base and significantly expanded our market reach and global opportunities. And in a matter of few weeks, we will unveil the first product of our co-development effort, the Mazor X Sales Edition. Thank you again for joining the call. Operator, we are now open for questions.
Certainly. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to submit a question, please press star 1. If you find your question has already been answered, please press star 2. To allow everyone the opportunity to ask their question, please limit yourself to one question and a follow-up. We'll now move to our first question today, and that comes from Jeffrey Cohen of Ladenburg Thalmann. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Ori and Sharon. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff.
So I'll try to limit my questions and get back in queue. Could you walk us through a little bit more information on the Stealth X that you're talking about as far as market introduction, and can you talk about the ability or not the ability for our current Renaissance or X users to upgrade or add on onto the system, and how that may work in the hospital settings?
Sure. So Medtronic is responsible. Part of the agreement is you probably remember, Medtronic responsible to the marketing and sales activities. And as you may remember, in the agreement, the original agreement, there were three different chapters. It was the investment, the sales and marketing, and the co-development. What we see now is actually the results of the co-development, and Medtronic dedicate a lot of effort, people, money, in order to plan the launch events and campaign for the Mazor X Sales Edition. The install base that will have the opportunity to upgrade to the Mazor X Sales Edition, and Medtronic from now on the main product they will sell, if not the only, will be the one with the stealth edition, the Mazor X stealth edition version. The Renaissance is not convertible to the Mazor X stealth edition, and these customers who use the Renaissance, should they want to use the Mazor X stealth edition, they will need to buy.
And is the X convertible? Will the X be convertible?
The X is convertible to the Mazor X stealth edition.
Perfect. Okay, and then secondly, one more question, if I may. Can you provide a little bit more clarity as far as the quarter and utilization rates? Was there some seasonality there, or was utilization rates more related to ASP transfer pricing for kits? Any color there would be appreciated. Thank you.
Sure. So I think what we see now in the market, I must say, we are pleased with the progress. We think that it's very much in line with what we experienced in the past with the Renaissance when we are introducing this technology. And we are also very pleased with the effort that Medtronic is putting into the simulation of the technology in the operating room. It's still not where the Renaissance was at its fifth and sixth year, but it definitely shows a very positive indications. What you see there is a result of both ASP as well as purchasing policies of Medtronic.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now move to our next question from Larry Biggleson from Wells Fargo. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking the question. This is Shagun in for Larry. I guess the first question is on the 2018 outlook. You guys are still expecting modest revenue growth in 2018, but can you help us think through the back half cadence? You know, 3Q is seasonally weaker, but you do have, some tough year-over-year comps as well. So how should we think about 3Q versus 2Q? And then it seems like customers may be holding off until NASS when you have a fully integrated system. Is that accurate? And then what does that mean for a step up from Q3 to Q4? And then I have a follow-up.
Sure. So thank you for this elaborated question. First, as I said earlier, it is our objective to meet a more moderate growth during this year. And as we said from the very beginning of this is a year of transition with a lot of changes. And I think that it is, if you ask me, we feel very confident with the progress we are making, focusing on increasing the install base and making the penetration and assimilating the technology in the market. I do expect that the introduction of the Stealth Edition version of the Mazor X will result in growth, but I don't think that the market is holding. We still see a high level of interest and progress in the market. So I'm not sure if I answered all your questions. If you could remind me what I missed.
Just the back half cadence, Q2 to Q3 and then Q3 to Q4.
We don't give guidance. The only guidance that we gave is what are our objectives for this year, and we're putting all the effort and all the doing all what we believe needed in order to meet our objectives.
Okay, and then just as a follow-up, I just had some questions on placement. Can you give us the placement of the install base, US for Renaissance and Mazor X? And then ASPs, they were about 420 in Q1. How did they hold sequentially? And if you can give us any color on procedure volumes in 2Q. Thank you for taking the questions.
So we shared with the market, I think it was about last quarter, that we... In the past, we used to give each and every number about the utilization and the number of systems each quarter. And given that we entered a much more competitive environment, and it seems like in this market, the standard of the market is not to disclose all these numbers, we decided not to disclose the exact numbers. I can tell you that there is a significant increase in the number of units that we sold during this quarter, as I mentioned in my earlier in the call. But we don't disclose the exact number during the year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now move to our next question from Craig Bellow from Cantor Fitzgerald. Please go ahead.
Hi guys. Thanks for taking the question. Ori, just wanted to ask on Mazor X Stealth. You're going to unveil at NASS, and I just wanted to understand kind of the process when you're taking orders, when you will be able to deliver the systems, and when customers should expect to receive the systems.
So, Craig, you know, the only thing I can say is that we got already orders from Medtronic. When will Medtronic begin to collect orders from customers and supply? It's more of their decision. I believe that closer to the end of the year, as well as, of course, early next year, the market will see in the OR the system itself. But as I mentioned in my earlier in the call, in order to be able to meet the demand that we expect to see, we decided to invest in expanding our production line. And all need to remember that all this is also subject to the FDA clearance that is yet to be received, and we expect it to be received later along the year.
Ori, have you guys filed yet with the FDA for the new system?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And if I can just follow up on the disposables revenue, obviously it was down, and you said it was down year over year, and you said that it was a result of Medtronic's purchasing pattern. So I just want to understand a little more. And so obviously you saw some nice growth the last couple quarters in disposable. So it seems like that might have been stocking by Medtronic. So just wanted to make sure that, what you're seeing sequentially from a utilization point, there's no issues in terms of utilization. And I know you commented on it earlier in your script, but just wanted to ask again and make sure that there's no changes in utilization, and it's merely a matter of kind of Medtronic already or some stocking orders that happened over the last couple of quarters.
Yeah, Craig, as you know, right now with the new structure and arrangement, we have much less involvement in the cases themselves. And actually right now, all the cases are fully supported by the Medtronic team. So our view about the use and activity is highly dependent on the purchasing. We do have some indications, and that's why I could say that we feel comfortable and pleased with the progress of the simulation. There is always work to improve, but I don't see right now any concerning pattern there.
Okay, thanks for taking the questions.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll now move to our next question from Mike Matson of Needham & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is David Saxon on for Mike this morning. Thanks for taking our questions. I guess first, in terms of the stealth technology, when you're talking to hospitals with a current Renaissance system, can you give a sense of how many or what percentage of them are interested in replacing it with the Mazor X once the Stealth comes to market?
So if I understood correctly, you asked about the interest within the Renaissance accounts to convert it to the Mazor X Stealth edition. This is the question you asked?
Yeah, that's correct.
So with the Renaissance, we target different market. We target the ASC market. And I don't see the ASC market as a target market for the Mazor X Stealth edition. We purposely and target each one of our products to different markets that we believe best accommodate its benefits. So the Renaissance, the ambulatory surgery center market with the type of procedures and with purchasing capabilities of this market, and we target the Mazor X Stealth edition to the rest and the majority of the spine market, including the hospitals and the community hospitals and the academic hospitals.
Okay, that's helpful. And then just in terms of gross margin, I mean, I understand why it's down year on year, but can you give us some more color on why it's down sequentially? I mean, is that from the increase in production capacity, or was there something else there?
So the most of the decrease is coming from the ASP, and sequentially the decrease in the gross margin comes from revenue volumes. And some of the what we mentioned earlier about the investment in the infrastructure.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much, Ari and Sharon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll now take a follow-up from Jeffrey Cohen of Ladenburg Thalmann. Please go ahead.
Well, I did want to circle around and hear a little more about the situation in Asia. If you could talk about the current status and situation there and the types of discussions that you and or you believe Medtronic is having with prospective accounts and interest levels there and interest related to the X and or the Renaissance platforms.
No, we will not disclose the specific discussions that we are holding there. What I can say, Jeff, is that our distributors with the Renaissance are making good progress with the clinical activity in Asia. Medtronic are doing their first steps, and they put in place a serious plan for the penetration to Asia and Europe, but I think it's too early to overview the exact plan there.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. As there are no further questions at this time, I'd like to turn the call back to Mr. Ori Hadomi for any additional or closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for your question, and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.